Assalam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, Hazrat Mufti Sahab. On this 22nd morning of Ramadan Kareem, 22nd Roza, may Allah Ta'ala bless you with afiyat and good health. Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Maana Salim Kareem. And Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yasirli amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Ramadan Mubarak 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 25, Suratul Furqan, and verse number 77, the last ayat, the last verse, and we complete and conclude the surah. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us a weapon that we have. The hadith is mentioned. Hadith means the prophetic saying. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, الدُّعاءُ سِلَاحُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim, that dua, supplication, begging, beseeching, petitioning Almighty Allah is the weapon of a believer. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has encouraged us and commanded us, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your sustainer, nourisher, commands you that call me 24/7. By Almighty Allah, the more we beg Almighty Allah, the more beloved we become. By creation, when you keep on asking somebody, some organization, some people, they will get fed up and frustrated with you. But by Almighty Allah, the more we ask, the more beloved we are. And Almighty Allah showed us the methodology of dua and supplication. Udu'u rabbakum tadarru'u wa khufiya. Call your sustainer, nourisher, provider. How? With humility, crying, begging, wa khufiya, and softly. There's no need to scream and shout. Study the verses regarding Ramadan Mubarak, chapter 2, verses 183, 184, 185, 187. You will notice I missed out 186. Why? Because that has to do with dua. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When they ask you, Ya Rasul Allah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding my slaves ask you, say, I'm very, very near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِي. That when they beg of me, I will respond to them. So these last week now, we can say, of Ramadan, last lap, so we should be begging Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, daytime, nighttime. And when we make dua, we must not make half-heartedly. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهِ. When you beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, وَأَنْتُمْ مُوقِنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. You yourself must have the firm conviction, my beloved Allah will respond to me positively. And you first praise Almighty Allah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Thereafter you read Salawat, Durood Sharif, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then speak to Almighty Allah in any language out of Salat. Imagine that. And remember, if a person does not beg Almighty Allah, then these are the severe consequences. Chapter 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, verse 77. قُلْ Say you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ma ya'aba'u bikum Rabbi, that my sustainer, nourisher, provider, Almighty Allah, is not bothered about you, is not concerned about you. Allah ko koi parwaah nahi tumhara. When? Lawla du'a'ukum, if you do not supplicate to him. You know, a husband, wife, they have argument. The husband tells the wife, you do my way or you catch the highway. So yeah, Almighty Allah is telling humanity, if you're not going to beg me, Mallam yas'alillah yaghdab alay, open Mishkat Sharif Mustad Ahmad. If you're not going to beg me, my wrath, my anger will descend upon you. Imagine, that is how Rahim, how Kareem Almighty Allah is. So very, very merciful, the most merciful, and Kareem, the most generous, Akramul Akrameen. So we should beg Almighty Allah. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah. And these non-Muslims who are sane and mature, they belong to this ism, that ism. فَقَدَ كَذَّبْتُمْ, hence you have rejected the message of Almighty Allah, the mission and the message of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So don't think you'll get away with it. فَسَوْفَ soon يَكُونُ لِزَامَا, the punishment will become compulsory for you and will be stuck to you, and you will be stuck to the punishment, and everlasting disaster awaits you. So that is everlasting doom and gloom. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala imbue us, inculcate within us all these wonderful great qualities of Ibadur Rahman, and day and night always raise our hands and cry and beg and petition Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We are millionaires, billionaires, trillionaires. Wallahu al-ghani wa antumul fuqara. Almighty Allah alone is self-sufficient. You human beings, you are paupers. We are millionaires, billionaires, trillionaires, but you paupers. So compared to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala's power, majesty, and his authority and his sovereignty, so we raise our hands as a beggar in the court of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. That is the secret and wisdom of raising our hands. We're showing we are beggars for the mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is day 179, day in Gaza al-Mubarakah in Palestine, and the genocide continues, Gaza genocide. So yesterday was a very, very sad day, and you know, every true Muslim, every true human being will see all the images and visuals coming from Shifa Hospital, and these are what these swines they are, the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. These are illegitimate children, bees they are, and America is 100% accomplice in this, and all these Western countries, Britain, France, Germany, and Austria, and Australia, and all of them, helping, assisting, remember the apartheid regime. So in Shifa Hospital, approximately 600 of our people murdered and martyred by the Israeli terrorist regime, and remember the surgeons, patients were executed, and some of them, their hands were tied behind their back, and the limbs of children and patients scattered in different directions. A very, very gruesome sight to see, but by Almighty Allah, the honor they receive. Bal ahyaun inda rabbihim yurzaqoon, they alive, and Almighty Allah, for me and you, we have to wait for day of justice, and then inshallah, with the grace and mercy, we enter Jannah. For all these martyrs in Burma or Sudan, in Kashmir or Gaza or Palestine, Allah says, nay, for them I give them Jannah immediately. Bal ahyaun inda rabbim yurzaqoon, farihina bima aatahum Allahu min fadlihi, that they enjoying themselves through the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the ruh, the arwah, will take the shape and the form of that bird, and they'll be traveling and flying in Jannah already. After their martyrdom, they made the supreme sacrifice. So may Almighty Allah accept their shahadat. And the biggest culprits in this are the Saudis, the Emirates, the kings of Jordan and Bahrain and of Morocco, and the Pharaoh, the Harami. You know all their names. I mentioned 200 times. MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan of Saudi, Pakka Khinzir, and Harami he is, swines of the swines. And remember, there's MBZ, another Khinzir, whole lot of them are Khanazir. So they are Murtad, and they are dispatched to Jahannam in the worst place. Quran says that. Chapter 4, verse 145, Innal Munafiqina fi Darkil Asfali Minan Nar. They'll have Muslim names, but no Iman. They are the one who will finance Israel and so forth. And the Pharaoh sitting there, Sisi in Egypt, and the King Ye in Jordan. All Murtads and Haramis and Munafiqin of the highest order. And you, Salafis and scholars for dollars who are supporting them, and you're silent, you also will lose your Iman if you're not careful. Be very careful on this issue. This Quran says, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَيْهِ. Allah will not leave the believers and Muslims in the condition they are. حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. Till Almighty Allah makes a distinction between those who are pure and those who are khabith, who are impure and immoral. So which side are you? Are you on the tayyib side, or are you on the khabith side? Eating haram, speaking haram, and then so we become khabith then. So understand these things. So we should be very careful. Then the Israeli army attacked the Iranian consulate there in Syria, and this is now Benjamin Netanyahu, BB, Benjamin Ney. How many babies have you murdered today, you harami, you super terrorist, you super murderer? And remember, the world is seeing what Israel's tactics are, to create now a panic amongst the Western powers. So attack the consulate there in Damascus of Iran, and 5 people died, 1 senior officer. For us, Iran and Jews, and they're all our enemy. So we must be clear. Don't come tell me about Shias or Muslim. So pakka kafirs they are. So they're both khabith, al-khabithatu lil-khabith. If they fight among themselves, I'll be very happy. So this is to create a crisis in the Middle East. So now what must happen? They want Iran to retaliate, and then America comes in and so on. So Russia is also already moving in its ships and so forth. Therefore, we need haramis to enter now, and that's why we like Putin. Putin finished them up there in Ukraine, and he finished America up there. So therefore, we need them to come in. You don't expect our Muslim countries, hopeless, useless, impotent Arab countries, haramis, waylul lil Arab, woe and destruction to the Arabs. Authentic hadith mentioned in Muslim Sharif. In Jerusalem, the protest continues in their thousands against Bibi Netanyahu, and he wants a diversion and distraction. Bibi Netanyahu says, no, I am going to shut down Al Jazeera. I always thought that Israel got the most moral army in the world, but I found out you are the biggest shaitan, and you are the biggest swines and pigs on this earth. So Quran calls you that. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. You are swines and monkeys, that's what you are. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ. You are donkeys, and you're showing what you really are. So, and I thought you are the only democracy in the Middle East. So why you want to shut them down? They exposing all your war crimes, your ethnic cleansing, your genocide and crimes against humanity. You will never get away with it, remember. So Ismail Haniyeh's sister arrested in Israel, and some of the people, Jutlas, are saying the time has come to storm the Knesset and go give them some hiding day inside the Knesset. You see, when you play with Sharia, I always had some doubt, and now it's confirmed that Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey, sometime he'll make statement against Israel and the Muslims will get excited. But remember, the trade goes on, the arms go on, everything goes on. So humiliated, disgrace yesterday, day for yesterday, Sunday in the municipal election, he loses the major cities in the municipal elections. He lost Istanbul, he lost Ankara, he lost Izmir. So all these places, Russia, you see Putin, you must know how to play the game. Russia invites Taliban. He says, Taliban, you come here to Moscow or St. Petersburg, wherever they'll be hosting it there, the economic forum. He's inviting the Muslim countries, Arab countries, come, I teach you. We do business, and then in that he will teach them how to deal with America, Israel, and the West. Putin's aim now, that is why if I meet him, I'll tell him, Putin, me, I'll make dua for you every day if you can do that. You see, Russia can never forget how they were defeated in Afghanistan and the whole Soviet Union disintegrated and became independent states. So now he wants to pull off the same thing with United States of America, that there are 50 states there. He wants to cause such a war there that they all must fall apart, and fall apart they will, inshallah. So yes, we must make dua Allah Ta'ala gives him tawfiq, hidayah to become Muslim. France to propose a new resolution to the United Nations on Gaza and the aid, all haram is this. So America 3 times vetoed it. We as Muslims must never forget this genocide and this war against the Palestinians. Jordan says no violence there by the Israeli embassy, and so that they will allow peaceful protest. This is all chamchas and sidekicks. So some charges are removed from Imran Khan and he has the right to appeal, but he's still in jail. So in Pakistan they did a good thing, very good, I'm very happy. So in Kashmir, Mo Salim Karim, you know Azad Kashmir. So there one KFC was burnt there, you understood? So the Pakistanis say KFC ku jalao, jalao, labbaik, labbaik, very good. What do these Americans think? Their interest if the Muslims burn it, and oh me, I'll never blame them. Anybody causes harm to Israel, America, jutlas, me, I'll never blame them. In the light of what you did in Iraq, in the light of what you did in Syria and Libya and Palestine, you jutlas, haramis, this thing never started October 7th. It started 75 years ago. I will send it out today. One of the Scottish historians and journalists wrote a wonderful, profound statement. He says that this is the most profitable genocide in history. They can murder the people and get the gas there in Gaza. They can murder the people and then they can get the alternative to the Suez Canal. They can murder the people and the masses, and then they can build their hotels and beaches and all that there, you know, beach resorts, as Kushner, the Harami war criminal said. So that is what they want. But wamakaru wamakarallah. They're all Haramis. Von der Leyen or whatever the hell her name is, the European Union president or what, she and the CEO of Pfizer, both of them in big troubles. There were certain emails sent. When they ask her, where's the emails now? They say they can't find it. You doctors, Muslim and non-Muslims, you thought you were going to make us idiots, but we exposed you. There was no COVID. There was no vaccination. There was no, you must remember, that pandemic. It was a plandemic and a scamdemic, and only idiots and fools fell for it, remember. And some Muslim doctors and non-Muslims fell for it to make quick money. So see everything coming out. They're both going to fall. The CEO of Pfizer and this von der Leyen, whatever the hell her name is. Listen to what Russia, I told you Putin is a big harami, but I like him. Now the Americans are going to this capital, politicians, and they're falling sick. and they're getting fever and they're coughing and running nose and lot of things. So wonderful name they gave it. I started thinking of Fidel Castro, you know, the Havana syndrome. They say Russia is now giving something. We don't know what it is. Wherever we are, we're falling sick. It's very good. You can frack also. We'll be happy about it. And you Americans don't know what is frack. I know you're recording me. You can die as dogs also. So Jews marching for Palestine in Germany. Can you believe that? Hitler hit you. 1 million, 6 million is a fairy tale. But Palestinians must suffer. Why? The white hegemony. Remember. So one Bosnian is in trial. You see, United Nations allowed 800,000 Muslims to be killed. 8,000 Muslims to be killed in Bosnia. And this is under the auspices of who? Remember, United Nations. You must never forget all these things here. And for you, South Africans, okay, one more. UK is hiding, Sunak and company are hiding the artifacts they stole from different parts of the world. And now everything is getting exposed. For you, South Africans, today, better gwalisa. Better go and fill up your tanks. You must remember that, because tomorrow will be petrol increased and diesel increased. And tonight is the 23rd night. That's the correct date tonight. All the Saudi sightings, all lies, and all the Salafi scholars, the fools they are, you must remember, because MBS gives them money, they keep quiet. So tonight is the 23rd night. Everywhere in the world, one can say. So you must turn more and more to Almighty Allah and make dua, Allah the decimate and destroy that the American Empire and the Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. We need another Hitler. And inshallah, I hope and pray. I got nothing from the Muslim countries. Hopeless, useless, good for nothing, impotent. Most of them murtads and out of the fold of Islam. So yes, Putin or somebody will come and inshallah sort them out. We hope and pray. Habib رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث بخاري شريف إن الله لا يؤيد هذا الدين برجل الفاجر. Many a time Allah Ta'ala helps Islam through non-Muslims also. So we hope all that will happen inshallah. Ji, 10 minutes Mulana.
Mufti Sahib, my husband is late. Someone said he paid for his sins. Why judge someone for their sins before we judge others? We should look at our own sins. We were there when they sinned, but you were not there when they repented. What is your view on this, Isab?
Remember, in Islam, there's nothing like my view and your view and that. Our Sharia is Wahi and Revelation. We go to Quran Sharif, we go to Sunnah and Nabawiyah. Teaching, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When a person passes away, and he passed away as a Muslim, Nabi alayhi salam said, "La tasubbul abwat." Do not swear and abuse and speak ill of the dead. For innahum qad afdaw ila ma qaddamu. They have reached the other side now, so Allah will deal with them. They did good, Allah will reward them. They did bad, Allah Ta'ala is the sole one that will either punish them or either Allah forgives them. And remember that Mustafa, the hadith all in Mishkat Mustad Ahmad, in Bulughul Maram there's a wonderful hadith, Tuba man shagalahu aibuhu an uyubin nas, that glad tidings in Jannah for that person who so engrossed looking at his own faults rather than the faults of others. But when people committed crimes, remember, they can't even say the Shias are kuffar, or they close our masjid, or they said the masjid got virus. These kind of people, you can't even call them Muslim who insult the masjid, insult the Quran, Allah forbid. So then we have to name them, shame them, nail them until they make public tawbah. So we must be very clear on that issue.
Well, sir, I heard that your prophet had a dog, but Muslims of today say a taboo to keep a dog in your house. Why do you add things to your religion when they were not there previously? You said it is a sin to add innovations. Dogs are one of God's great creations and sometimes even more smarter than certain humans.
So if I call you pig, why you take offense? You're a pig, I say. Why you get so angry? So it's also God's creation. So you see, you must apply the same law. You must be very careful, brother, sister, which literature you read. You manidda'a shay'an fa'alayhi dalil. When you claim something, you have to bring evidence for it. Where is it proven conclusively that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had a dog? Never had a dog. He spoke about dogs and said that if you have a pet dog, then it's totally haram and not permissible for Muslims. If you have a dog for hunting purposes, if you have a dog for security purposes, so that will be permissible. So we need to understand Islam holistically and not selectively and study Islam with a jaundiced eye.
Sir, we know for Muslim Eid, everybody dresses up for the occasion. I have never seen or met you yet. However, I'm curious to know if you will wear jeans and a t-shirt or suit and tie on this day. Will you also be coming to Zoo Lake to celebrate with the rest of the guys? I wouldn't mind meeting you there. It's so much fun for the elders.
So remember that we never imitate the kuffar culture. The jeans and top and all that is your culture. It's got nothing to do with me. The Muslims who suffer from the inferiority complex, they think that the West is the best and white is right. They imitate them and mimic them like idiots and fools. So we wear our Islamic garb and so forth. You come to Komatipur, I will be there. I will be in Barberton, inshallah, and in Malalan and Komatipur. I'm going to that part of the world by my family and so forth. So if you want to meet me, you're welcome to meet me, and you can sit in my lectures and see what we speak and so forth. We say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue, my brother. So we are not suffering from any complex. We have the best and we will share it with the rest. And therefore you non-Muslims wake up so early to listen to this program, because no other media will give you all this information, alhamdulillah.
Mufti Saab, elections are around the corner and we need to prepare to vote. I'm not sure who is who in the zoo. Knowing that you know who is close to Deen, tell us who you are voting for that we can make the right decision. We don't want to vote for monkeys.
100% who's who in the zoo. We don't want to vote for monkeys. Nice one, that. Quickly, yesterday, you must remember, somebody sent me a clip, right? So they said that one guy was there by the gate. So they asked him that you're going to go one day to heaven and hell. He got nothing to do with Islam, this, right? So this is just their story they made. So he said, why must I go one day? He said, no, you have to try it out. When he went to paradise, it was very, very like boring for him. Went one day, and then one night, one day he went there to hell. Everything exciting, you understand? That the swimming pool and the women and the food and everything and so forth and so on. So the next day, then the third day, now they invited him. Which one you choose? Which one you vote for? He said, you know what? I'm amazed, but I'm saying that I'll vote for hell. So now when he goes to hell, now he lands up in the fire and all the problems start. So he said, but where's all that nice things I saw? He said, that was campaigning time. Now when you voted, this is what you got. You got it now. So when they campaign, a whole lot of them liars, Muslim, non-Muslim, all. There's no one sympathetic to Islam. Show me one politician in South Africa, Muslim, who did something really for Islam without filling his pockets. Not one. You must remember that. Everyone uses Islam. You must remember, is yu'minuna bil ghaib, to believe in the unseen. They use Islam like those Arab leaders, haramis and munafiks and kuffar and murtads. They use it, yu'minuna bil jayb, to enrich themselves and enrich their family. I challenge you, show me one. Whether under apartheid, when they had the tricameral, whole lot were filling their pockets. Oh, you must remember, under democracy in South Africa, show me one. So remember, there's nothing. Yes, but if you want to vote, vote. But to vote for the DA is haram, and to vote for all they are, you understand, chamchas and sidekicks is also not permissible. A vote for the DA is a vote for genocide. And you want to vote? I think even I might vote this year. So remember that. Why? Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. So ya Allah, you select the best for me and choose for me. Let me make the right decision. It's a wonderful country, believe me. Believe you me, I travel so many countries in the world what we have in South Africa, you will not find in any part of the world. Nowhere you will find. But we are betrayed. Cry, my beloved country. Ellen Payton, remember that. There's politicians and corruption and cadre deployment and our crooked Maulvis and crooked priests and all that of other denominations have destroyed it. You must remember that. From top to bottom, there's corruption. Every day you hear about corruption. And now it's no more millions and billions. It's gone into the trillions and so forth. So Allah alone help us turn more and more to Almighty Allah.
Mufti Saab, I'm a teenager. I feel so sad about how I disrespected my mother over my years. Is there any possibility of forgiveness?
100%. You know who is a mother and who is a wife. If your mother is alive, my brother, I'm happy you asked this question, my son. So remember, if your mother is alive, you must take the story and say you heard it, and then you go to her. So I went to Dubai alone, London, New York alone, and so forth. I went with my wife. I'm just giving an example. When I came back, my wife was there. My beloved mother was there. To be we ne pucha, the wife asked what you brought for me. Husband, wife, we all got the motive, you know. And ma walida muhtarama, our honorable mother, she asked, beta khana khaya, did you eat? So that's the motherly love. Your mother is alive, my brother. Go to your mother, kiss her hand, embrace her. Say, Ummi, forgive me. I was the idiot. I was the fool. I'm the donkey. I'm this, I'm that. She will cry with you and embrace you. A motherly love is pure love, son. So go to your mother immediately if she's alive. If she's far, go contact her and tell her you're coming there before Eid and you'll make Eid with her. And if she passed away, then cry to Allah daily. Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ Ya Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers. The day the reckoning is established, give out charity daily. Allah bless you, son. At least realization came to you. Some passed away and their mother cursed them because they put the mother, father in old age home. These sons and daughters who did that, you haramis. Let me tell you that you're a harami. That's what you are. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.